to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For everything was created by him in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things hold together. Are you in a panic about what's going on in the world today? Do you hear rumors of wars? Do you sit and fret watching the truth of God being trampled on and many led astray? Be encouraged, my friend. This is not a surprise to the Lord. He is the beginning. He created this world, and he alone can bring it to a close. Did you hear that? All authorities were made by him for him. I know you're thinking that's crazy because there's a lot of evilness out there, but there's stuff going on that you cannot see. Jesus is stronger than you think. Creation was birthed through the word of God, and it will end with the word of God. We just sometimes struggle with that. Wait on the Lord. Don't forget you live in God's economy. The ones who think they are powerful are the ones who will be destroyed. The weak are the ones the Lord cares about. The question isn't, do you have it all together? But rather, do you believe you need him? You see, the people who are at the table with Jesus, they know they need him. Lord Jesus, your word is such a sweet aroma. It's such an encouragement, giving us hope for the future because you were in the past, you're in the present, and you are our future. You are the beginning and the end. May we never forget that. You are our strength and encouragement for living. Help us to be an encouragement to others. What the world needs is Christians who are hopeful, and we possess an undefeatable hope. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.